That's hot. Santana.
To think a man should never, never, never cry.
Y'all think niggas don't cry, man? We do. Yeah, man. I gotta get my thoughts together, man. I be thinking a lot, man.
Light up a blunt.
Be crying sometimes, too. Never, never, never cry. But it's like, yo,
zone out.
Yo, the time is now. My grind is here. Shit, my body is focused.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Definitely thank the Most High for waking up to see another day. And I'd like to thank everybody who's tuning in, listening, and joining part of this podcast to stay up to date and on float on far as the segments going out to y'all. So we keep a balanced ground and understanding for y'all. You feel me? But you already know this your boy King Himalaya. We on Island Breeze. You already know. Get your skama, that's your weed. Go and roll and light that shit. Get your drink in your cup. Go and pour that shit. We live in a direct and full effect. We up in here. Rare air. Straight raw, no sugar coat. But and you can also go check me out on Facebook. Under Himalaya Allen. That's Facebook, Himalaya Allen. Or Instagram, you can check me out as Scorpio Under Dash Daddy. Or King Under Dash Chocolate Under Dash 88. That's King Under Dash Chocolate Under Dash 88. But far as for the segment today, I'd like to go ahead and introduce myself and introduce the podcast and my whole reasoning and meaning for doing my podcast and what it's standing for, far as for the people tuning in. And me, I'm King Himalaya. My name also is known, I'm also known as Allen. That's my real name. But I'm a young man. I'm 30 years old. I'm from Buffalo, New York. I'm a laid back, outgoing guy. You know, I'm a people's person. I like to get along with everybody, and I respect everybody the same, treat everybody with the same respect, because I like the same respect given back to me too as well. You know, I don't ever treat nobody no different, because I don't feel like it's not right for me to go ahead and judge somebody, because that's not my job. I wasn't placed in this world to judge people, you feel me? But I don't look at nobody no different from nobody, you know. I have two boys. I have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. My oldest just turned 7 back in January. My youngest, he'll be turning 3 in August. And I definitely bless and appreciate having them in my life, you know. And I just want the best for them and give them the best. And I gotta give myself the best first, so I'll be able to give that to them. And also, I'm gonna go ahead and touch light on my podcast. And basically, my podcast, Island Breeze, is basically, I like to share, since we all share the same ground in common, I just like to give understanding to the people on things that's going on in our society that we deal with every day. Also as well, give an input and a voice for the people, you know, shed light on things under the sun, because it is needed. Because we in a time period now where we need to know these things, you feel me? Like, We gotta know what's going on in our world and our society today, and we need to be prepared for what's to come, and also have an understanding what's coming our way. And I also like to also have a woman and man perspective. What's good with you, cuz? A woman and man perspective as well. You know, with my guests on the show, far as just so we can have an equal level playing ground, you know, so you can hear a woman's and men's point of view of their opinion and fact and their experiences and situation, and as well as, you know, just conversation as we discuss certain topics and shed light to the people. So whatever situation you may be going through, or whatever you're experiencing, or whatever you don't know, this is the podcast to be channeled into, you know, because we keeping it straight funky, like I said, straight raw, no sugar coat. You know, we gonna discuss everything, far as religion, racism, cryptocurrency, family, relationships, conflicts, world conflicts, sports, situations, and daily experiences and dealing with situations, you know, in our society, government, the community, you know, and as far as for the people, you know, like I feel like this would be the podcast for people to tune in and hear some real jewels and wisdom of knowledge and wisdom being given, and I definitely want to keep this continuing and keep the success going as it started as of right now, going forward, to progress, and all we can do is get better from here. And for me to and this platform to get better from here, I definitely gonna need my audience and my subscriber support, so we can improve, because that's all we can do. That's life, you know. Life is about improving ourselves as well too, and then like I said, it's the platform for it. So we all can improve, so we all can achieve, so we all can rise and unite as one and stand as one, because we gonna need to. We the people, and we need to stick together, because the way things is in today in society, in this world today, man, there's a lot of stuff that's trying to knock us down, keep us separated, keep a dysfunction amongst the people in society, and we gonna keep that equal ground, and we gonna create that for the people. So if you tuning in right now and listening, this is for y'all. You know, this is a platform for y'all. So y'all gonna hear me talk. Y'all gonna hear my guesses, men and women talk. And also as well, like I said, this is an open platform, straight raw, no sugarcoat. I give my guests the ground to go ahead and do their thing and get their opportunity to go ahead and voice themselves amongst the crowd that's tuning in listening. So go ahead, you know, subscribe, donate, cause we going to improve and get better, you know, and we going to make this happen, because sky's not the limit, but it's beyond that, you feel me, it's beyond that. But I will be tuning back in with y'all, but go ahead and drop some more, go ahead and drop some more knowledge to y'all. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. And we're going to go ahead and enjoy the rest of this day. And God bless. And I'm going to go ahead and close it out with this. Out there that's tuning in with your boy King Himalaya on Island Breeze Podcast. You already know, if you got your scammer, that's your weed, go ahead and roll and light that shit. If you got your drink in your cup, excuse me, go ahead and pour that shit. Yo, we in here live and direct and full effect. We in here, it's rare air. But yeah. I like to appreciate y'all and thank y'all for tuning in and listening. We definitely gonna go ahead and talk about the finals 2019 game 3 today. And I just like to thank the Most High and definitely thank the Most High for waking up to see another day, y'all. But we gonna go ahead. And we won't touch base on this finals of 2019 with the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors colliding today in battle on a hard floor, you know, on that classic wood. But on the way things are looking right now, you know, it's in Toronto's favor. And I'm not no Raptors or no Golden State Warriors fan or no bandwagon. My team Portland, you know, I've always been a Portland fan. You know, we out the playoffs, but it's all cool though. We Rasheed Wallace and shit all day, you feel me? And Clyde Drexler. That's throwback. You know what I mean? Clyde versus Mike. Remember them days. Portland versus Chicago, you feel me? But man, that was early 90s. You know what I mean? What that was probably, what, 90, 91, somewhere around there when Mike played Portland in the finals. But back to what I was saying, though. But, man, we seen, to me, this is a great finals. And just not even me, but the everybody, you know, the whole world seeing a great game being broadcast. Excuse me, you know this comma just potent, but I'm gonna put it out though. overall though, but Toronto, man, they gonna crush y'all Golden State Warriors hearts. Yes. Man, nah, I don't even got no rolling papers. But, man, Toronto will crush Golden State Warriors hearts. You know, y'all fans out there, y'all bandwagon Warrior fans, I'm just bad news just to break it to y'all. You know, I'm not going to say she no Game 7. I mean, if it go to Game 7, that would be great. You know, but it will be in Toronto favor. Golden State, right now, they got some injuries. They kind of bruised and beat up right now. But, you know, I give them their respect. You know, they definitely the champions. You know, they they been there before. They know what it take, you know. And I kind of can feel them. And anybody that plays sports, and you know, you can resemble sometimes on memories or even current right now. If you participate in these sports, you know what I mean. You know that feel. You know, of having that success and know what it tastes like, and know what the work ethic is, as far as being in that position, being in a championship, you know, playing for that hardware, for that goal, you know, to take home. But man, but overall though, man, Toronto is playing great, phenomenal defense. Far as man, they Toronto foreign, you know, that Toronto Canada, man, they foreign. And they bringing that foreign to Golden State. You feel me? Like, man, this nature is foreign to Golden State. You feel me? They really don't know what to do. You know what I mean? Like, to me, even I feel like even if they didn't have that many injuries, I feel like the games is great. You know, they definitely both playing. You know, but I feel like the game might be a little bit closer by what, a few points, you know. Game probably might be a little closer, but other than that, man, still Toronto defense, you know. We used to see it Golden State have a great transition. You know, they a great transition team. Crashing the boards, moving, you know, they can run that floor, you know, and that comes off of turnovers, rebounds. Golden State, man, they get it and go and push that ball up court. You know, they be in transition and they score quick, you know, and once they get their rhythm and get clicking, you know, Golden State is on. You can't stop them. You know, you can't stop them. They do have great ball movement. And they do play great defense, you know. You can, and so that's what I'm saying. You gotta respect game when you see it, you know. I like I said, I'm not no Golden State or no Raptors fan, but I respect game though. And I love basketball, but you know, football my thing. But I'm into basketball. And I play basketball, so you gotta respect the game. You gotta respect the nature. You feel me? You know. And this is just an aspect of me just playing. And know my knowledge and skills on basketball, you know, I feel like I know enough, you know, just to go ahead and put this point across, you know. But that's just overall, you know, if you're in the sports, you know, when you would be able to relate and connect and understand on point of views. But, and also, far as with the Raptors, man, you have a team, you know, with veteran players, and excuse me, but you have veteran players with that been in them hostile situations that probably had a ring, or I don't anybody on the Raptors, yeah, have a ring, and they got a taste of the finals, know what it's like, you know, being. Or even going to the championship round of the playoffs, you know, or just having playoff history and having that experience and to compete on that different level. Because when playoffs come, when that regular season over is 0-0, it's a whole different season, you know, it's a whole different ball game, whole different attitude, atmosphere, different approach, you feel me? So it's different from what it would be in the regular season. And, But you have a team on the Raptors that's established with defensive mindset, like Mark Gasol, Danny Green, Kyle Lowry, you know what I mean? That shit says that Kazam dude, Ibaka, you know. But them boys got a defensive mindset team. You know, they play great defense. I seen that
Golden State wasn't able to get that transition action that they usually do, moving that ball up court and getting them quick points. Man, Toronto all over that, you know. And then also on top of that, they also got an offensive mindset. They can score. And they dominating right now, you know. And we seeing Toronto dominating Golden State. Even I feel like if Golden State had all their players healthy, I feel like Toronto still dominate. But the game probably be a little bit closer than what it is. But overall, even Steph Curry, you know, he had a great game. And I feel like him overall, like, he a great player. He a leader, you know. And he won the at least in the league as of right now. But far as that, like, I see him. I don't look at him as like what LeBron, Kobe, or Durant, or Mike, or MJ, or Magic, you know, or Dr. J, you know, a KG and all of them. You feel me? Like, it's a list of great players, you know, that can lead in, like, Shaq, you know what I mean? That lead and dominate for their team. And, like, you know, put things in order, you feel me? Like, you can coach your team, and you know what I mean? It had that effect, but I give it to Curry, you know what I mean? He'll take over on games, but I don't see him going, like, if you understand what I'm saying, it's always that next edge, you feel me? It's always that next edge that just put you over the bar, you feel me? And where things can be made happen, you know? And I mean, but I don't see that one. But he's a great player. I'm not going to knock that. I respect him. Yo, that man went crazy tonight, you know what I mean? The man balled out, you feel me? Like, man, Curry went in, though. 47 points, and well, he had 6 3-pointers. You know what I mean? He started off a little cold. I remember he was like 7 for 13. But yeah, I think he had like 75 though. I mean not 75, but 25. I mean, Kawhi, you know what I mean? He always balanced. Kawhi always balanced. He had 30, you feel me? Kawhi, man, like, stuff he do just phenomenal, you know what I mean, on both ends of the floor. Like, I love him. Even his hustle, his hard work, like, is great. Like, he really an impact. And I feel like he lay off a lot on Kyle Lowry, open him up too, you know, because I feel like even when DeRozan was there in Toronto, Lowry used to do a lot, you know what I mean? Like, he a scorer, you know what I mean? But it freed him up, you know? It freed him up, you know what I mean? Lowry always put in some work, though. You know what I mean? If you understand what I'm getting that far as, like, with that, you know, Kyle Lowry able to get some type of freedom, get some cushion, like far as some weight off his shoulders, you know what I mean? He got some weight off his shoulders, you know? Even when he was, like, just because when DeRozan was there, DeRozan a great player as well, you know? And he with the Spurs right now. And it just, man, it just, Kawhi Leonard just have a, he's a major impact on the floor. He definitely is, you know? Even along with Marc Gasol, man, I love Marc Gasol, man. You know, even when he was with the Grizzlies, he dominated, man. He was a great player, man. He's just an all-around great player, defense and offense, you know. He one of the top big men. Definitely one of the top big men. And this right here, man, Toronto get this ring, that'd be great for him, you know. That'd definitely be great for Marc Gasol on his resume, you know. Definitely most respect to him and the most love. That's a fact. But definitely, you know, we gonna definitely continue to see this great series continue on with the Toronto Raptors and these Golden State Warriors, you know. And, you know, I'm gonna just close it out with this as well before I let y'all go, and I'm gonna get up out of here. But But we got to look at this overall picture, y'all. Like, it's just great to see different scenery, a different outlet on a society, on this world that's changing, you know. And it's beautiful to see the culture in Toronto, you know, being there. And if you haven't been there, you know the experience. You know the Toronto lifestyle and culture. You know, it's beautiful out there, and definitely it may open up more doors, because you know they making history. You know, they the first international foreign team to actually participate in the NBA finals. You feel me? And like, man, it's change. And then you also look at it in this world, change to come too. You know, and change is coming slowly, gradually, you know. But us people definitely gonna make it happen, you know. So this King Himalaya, you know, you can tune in with me anytime, and I appreciate who tune in and listen, take the time to listen. I appreciate y'all love and support, and we gonna keep on elevating, and what we gonna do is keep getting better, you feel me? And definitely most blessed to be a voice for y'all. And so it's your boy King Himalaya, and you know this the Island Breeze Podcast. And you know, everybody have a good night and enjoy the rest of your week. And then I'm gonna leave it off with this for y'all on the close out.
Get at me, dog.